This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Baton-wielding Hong Kong police today broke up street fights between pro-China demonstrators and those alleging Chinese meddling at the start of planned pro-democracy rallies in China's semi-autonomous territory. The pro-China group chanted, "Support the police," at a shopping mall in the Kowloon Bay Area. Reports indicate Hong Kong police detained several people. China says it will lift punitive tariffs imposed on a range of U.S. agricultural products, the biggest one, soybeans. It is a move apparently aimed at improving the roadmap for the next round of trade negotiations here in Washington. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
Soybeans were the biggest U.S. export to China before Beijing halted purchases in response to President Donald Trump's tariff hikes. The move follows President Donald Trump's decision to postpone a planned October the 1st tariff hike on Chinese imports to October the 15th. Hopes are growing that the two sides might defuse a prolonged dispute that is threatening global economic growth. But there has been no sign of progress on the main issues in this sprawling conflict over trade and technology. The two sides are preparing for talks in October in Washington. I'm Zaria Shakili.
People in the Bahamas are once again getting ready for what they dread most, another hit from the weather. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Humberto is set to become a hurricane in the coming days. The storm is expected to move toward the northwestern Bahamas later today and Florida's east coast by tomorrow. Meanwhile, U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres traveled to the Bahamas yesterday to express deep solidarity with its people and to raise awareness of the need for international help in following the devastation of Hurricane Dorian. 1,300 people in the Bahamas are still missing, 2 weeks after Hurricane Dorian hit. From Washington, this is VOA News. Saudi Arabia's Interior Ministry says drone attacks today hit a major Saudi Aramco processing plant and an oil field in the eastern part of the kingdom, sparking a huge fire at the processing facility, crucial to global energy supplies. Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels have claimed the drones were theirs. They have staged similar attacks in the past. No word on casualties. A week after U.S. President Donald Trump declared peace talks with the Afghan Taliban dead, a Taliban delegation is in Moscow for talks with Russian officials. We get a report from AP correspondent Julie Walker.
The visit marks an interesting development, given that the insurgent group made Moscow its first international visit following the collapse of talks with Washington. Russia has been accused of aiding the Taliban as a safeguard against a burgeoning Islamic State affiliate closely linked to the terrorist group, the Islamic Movement of Afghanistan. I'm Julie Walker.
Italy has reportedly agreed to allow the Ocean Viking rescue ship to disembark 82 migrants in the southern Italian port of Lampedusa. The refugee aid group SOS Mediterranee is saying an ad hoc agreement between Italy, France, Germany, Portugal, and Luxembourg has been reached to allow the migrants to be distributed among the five countries. The Ocean Viking was on its second mission, shuttling between Malta and Italy for nearly 2 weeks in search of a safe port for its passengers. A federal lawsuit in the state of Illinois has been filed against the top e-cigarette maker. It is tied to growing worries over the apparent health effects of vaping. Here is AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Adam Hergenreder spent a week in the hospital last month fighting a lung condition doctors say was brought on by his year-long vaping. He's now suing Juul, accusing the company's ads and social media campaigns that vaping could help kids boost their social status. The suit also claims Juul never fully disclosed its products containing dangerous chemicals.
We don't know what's in them. We don't know how it's causing people like me to suffer such extreme illnesses.
Hergenreder recently told the Chicago Tribune that over his year of vaping, he was buying off the street homemade dab sticks filled with THC. Vaping companies point to those devices for the hundreds of hospitalizations. I'm Tim McGuire.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is warning Europe to share the refugee burden. Turkey fears a new influx of Syrian refugees trying to escape the fighting in the last rebel-held Syrian enclave of Idlib province. Erdogan's threat coincides with a surge of migrants entering Greece from Turkey. Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan is warning that India's recent actions in the disputed region of Kashmir will give rise to extremism among Muslims in India and around the world. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.